happy where the old folks know. Magic's not just in the tales, but in the way we grow. With a sprinkle of wonder from McGee's old hat and pot of gold stories that have us all chat.
Welcome back to the Leppy and Buck Show, where every episode is a new adventure waiting to unfold. I'm your host, Leppy, here to whisk you away to a world of fun, friendship, and fabulous games. Today, we're diving into an exhilarating tale from the heart of our local mall, where arcade lights flash, game sounds beep and buzz, and the air is filled with the spirit of competition and camaraderie. It was a bright, sunny day when Buck, Airy, Trent, and I decided to escape the heat by heading to the cool confines of the mall. Our destination wasn't just any spot in the mall, but the pulsating, electric heart of it, the arcade. The plan was simple: challenge each other to arcade games, claim bragging rights, and have a blast. But as always with our little group, things got a bit more exciting than anticipated. As we pushed through the arcade doors, the familiar scent of popcorn and the symphony of digital noises greeted us. Trent, with his competitive edge, pointed to the first challenge of the day: a racing game complete with steering wheels and pedals. "First one to the finish line gets a free smoothie from the rest," he declared, his eyes twinkling with mischief. Airy, never one to back down from a challenge, jumped into the driver's seat next to him, while Buck and I teamed up on the adjacent machines. The race was intense, with each of us jockeying for position on the digital track, our cars swerving and speeding through pixelated cities and countrysides. In the end, it was Airy, with her quick reflexes and strategic moves, who crossed the finish line first, earning her a round of smoothies courtesy of the rest of us. Flushed with the thrill of victory, we moved deeper into the arcade. We tackled everything from skee ball, where Buck set a new high score with his uncanny aim, to dance games that had us laughing at our own two left feet antics. Each game brought out different sides of us, from Trent's strategic thinking to Airy's swift reactions and Buck's surprising skill at virtual basketball. After our fill of games, we decided to visit the Lego store, a place where imagination and creativity are the keys to countless worlds. Although Junior couldn't join us today, we wanted to make sure he felt part of our adventure. While we admired the impressive displays and intricate models, we didn't build anything ourselves. Instead, we found a special Sonic the Hedgehog keychain. Knowing how much Junior loves Sonic, it was the perfect memento to bring a piece of our day back to him. As we left the store, keychain in hand, and made our way back through the mall, I reflected on the day's events. Whether hitting high scores at the arcade or finding the perfect gift for a friend, it's these shared moments and thoughtful gestures that truly define our adventures. So, dear listeners, as we wrap up another episode of The Leppy and Buck Show, remember that life, much like an arcade or a stroll through a Lego store, is best enjoyed with friends by your side, challenges to overcome, and thoughtful touches that bring us closer. Thank you for tuning in, and may your days be as joyful and exciting as a winning streak at the arcade. Farewell until our next magical adventure.